Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, there were no sports, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't a big weekend for TV, because at least there was one thing that we all watched.
Yeah.
I assume it was on TV. The Grammys? Did you guys all watch the Grammys?
Of course. I did not.
How'd it go?
It was great.
For you? Did you bet any, can you bet on the Grammys?
I'm sure.
No, I mean like on a sports betting app, they probably don't let you bet on the Grammys. It's not a sport, but it does seem like something you should be able to bet on. At least in Vegas, there should be a place to bet on it. The 2023 Grammy winners. I mean, just if nothing else, don't you want to feel hip to know what people are into, what they like, what's winning awards?
Sure.
All right, so let me just give you a little bit of a montage.
I guess I am interested. Not enough to look it up, but enough to listen to you now.
Less than 60 seconds worth of highlights here.
For Best Pop Vocal Album. And the Grammy goes to Harry's House. Harry Styles!
All right, Best Pop Vocal Album. There you go, Harry Styles.
Best R&B Song. Cuff It!
For Best Country Album.
What's Cuff It, Snow Cone?
No idea.
I miss it when DJ Cuomo was here and he knew
DJ
songs.
Cuomo.
He knew what Cuff It was. You would have known because you would have been spinning it for sure.
I would not have.
I need to hear it. All right, so that was Best R&B.
For Best Country Album,
A Beautiful Time, Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson on Best Country Album. That's good because I don't think his health is so well, right?
Yeah.
I heard a couple weeks ago he was in the hospital, which, I mean, he's getting up there.
For the Best Duo or Group Performance, Unholy.
Unhorny. Unhorny. Who does that?
Unholy. That's Sam Smith.
Oh, Sam Smith.
Sam Smith is Unholy?
You've probably heard this song.
Wait,
it's massive.
Oh, that's the name of his song.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Unholy was like a band. And I was like, Sam Smith is in some sort of Swedish death metal band now called Unholy?
No,
Sam Smith and
Kim
Petras.
He's Unholy.
Do we know Kim Petras?
I don't know who it is.
Noah.
Okay. Wait, is Kim Petras? Never mind. Look her up. Unholy, so it wasn't Unhorny. It would have. I'm not going to say it because I'm not positive.
For Best Rap Album, Kendrick Lamar!
Were you excited about that, Snow Cone? But you were jumping up and down for joy. Yeah. You definitely had him.
Best Dance and Electronic Album.
Okay, is that Corbin? That sounds like Corbin there.
Who's Corbin?
Who's James the late Corden? James Corden.
Corden.
Doesn't that sound like him?
It does.
Is he the one?
Kim Petras is a German singer.
That is her. Okay, remember we talked about her like 20 years ago.
We did?
Yes, we did.
Well, she's only 30, so.
Yeah, she was like 15. Well, I guess it's been 15 years ago. She was like 14 or 15, and it was this big, huge story.
Petras began recording as a music teenager.
Yeah, and it was a story here because
there
was a debate.
In 2011.
Yep. I knew that name sounded familiar. There was a big debate, and it was in the news at the time, and now, you know, I don't think...
A big debate about what?
I believe... I don't want to get this wrong, so you'd have to read about it, but I believe that she... I think she's trans. I could be wrong, okay?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she was, and that at the time, this was like the first time we heard a story about someone who was young.
Okay.
And there was like this debate about what kind of a gender-affirming care should be allowed, right? And so it became this big international story about... Can you believe, you know, that a minor would get gender affirming care?
There
was
you go.
A big deal.
Hey, you got it. Petras was born in Cologne, North Rhine-Westphalia. Mm-hmm. Her mother is a choreographer and artist. Her father is an architect, and her older sister is also a singer. She was assigned male at birth. In 2006, Petras, then age 13, appeared on a German television current affairs show, in which she discussed her medical gender transition. She then appeared in a documentary and talk show. There you go.
Yeah, it was like a huge deal. Like, who can believe that a minor would be getting this treatment. You know what I mean? And then also, I think that it came up because she was when Julie was on the show.
Yeah.
This name came up again. I was like, why does that name sound familiar? And she told me who it was. Okay. So.
An electronic album. Because we are witnessing history tonight. Breaking the record for the most Grammy wins of all time. It's Renaissance. Beyonce.
So Beyonce now has more Grammy wins than anyone else.
Okay.
She is the all-time Grammy champ.
Best pop solo performance. Adele.
For Song of the Year, Just Like That.
For Record of the Year. Lizzo for About Damn Time.
Album of the Year.
Album of the Year. This is the big one, folks. This is like Picture of the Year. Who do you think got Album of the Year?
I don't even know who's nominated. Kendrick Lamar.
It was not Kendrick Lamar.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles won Album of the Year.
There you go.
I mean, good for him. So there you go. Have you guys listened to any of those?
I did hear some Harry Styles. I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? This guy's got some talent. Mm-hmm. It's not like throwaway garbage. I don't listen to it in my car.
Right.
But when someone played to me like, oh, just listen to it, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought that single was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we kind of talked about that. Like, if Lazo had come in 10 years ago and been like, hey, this is popular, what do you think? We're like, maybe we could play that.
Yeah.
So the Billboard, I saw, because of the Grammys, put out a list of people that have never won Grammys that you're supposed to be shocked. Like, you know,
Billy Joel.
I don't know if he's on here or not. Miley Cyrus. She's been nominated. A lot of them have been nominated. Nickelback. The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys never won a Grammy?
That's what it says. Crazy. Four nominations, it says. Guns N' Roses, three nominations. What was that look?
I'm surprised.
I mean, I would have thought best rock album or whatever,
yeah,
if that's
that
a category.
Best rock album for, right?
Yeah,
that
for Appetite for Destruction. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was everywhere. How could it not?
I have to see what else
won that year.
Yeah, what won that year.
And usually if you mess up that bad, if you give a record...
Because that was like the only big album, right?
I mean...
And then Chinese Democracy took what, you know, like... But that was like the one they would have won for. So
right,
like,
but I'm saying sometimes they'll give you the do-over. They'll be like, oh, we messed up. So Spaghetti Incident comes out and like, best rock record because we should have given it to you for Appetite.
Right.
They do that in movies all the time. They gave Leo
Revenant.
The performance right for Revenant when he should have got
Willie Nelson.
Jenny.
I don't know if that's the best record, but...
Okay.
Exactly. The Monkees, they never won. That doesn't surprise me, though, but they were nominated
when did the
four times.
How long have they been around?
Well, that's a good question you have to look up. I don't have a free tab now. The Supremes... Def Leppard, they've got on here, which I think is funny. Also, never nominated. It's the first one I saw that also was never nominated. Is Def Leppard. Journey, they had one nomination. Rascal Flatts, they never won. Four nominations. Foreigner, Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney's been nominated six times. Ooh. Guy can't buy a Grammy. That sucks. Kid Rock, nominated five times, never won. Backstreet Boys, eight nominations. Andy Williams, six nominations. Toby Keith, seven nominations. The Who. Never won a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
The Moody Blues. Also, the Moody Blues one that was never never nominated. CCR.
Oh, that's surprising.
Never nominated either. Josh Groban. Heart. I don't think that's all that surprising, right?
Yeah.
And I have to go back and look. I mean, you look back at some of the Grammy winners. I know I've seen those lists of here's...
Like, when did it start?
The Grammys get things wrong all the time, and they'll show all these artists that won. They're like, who's A Taste of Honey? You know, like, who are these artists that won these Grammys back when these other albums were popular? Tupac never won. But I think Tupac was ahead of his time, right? I mean, the music industry hadn't fully embraced
hip hop
as part of mainstream. Right. It was like, no, we keep that at the Source Awards.
Right.
It hadn't been embraced fully yet. Queen. Now that does surprise me a little bit. Four nominations. Jimi Hendrix. Dierks Bentley.
Dierks Bentley, yeah.
Is it Dierks?
I don't know. It's
country. Spelled Dierks, but I feel like people say Dierks. Snoop Dogg. Never won. 16 nominations.
He'll get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
At some point, he'll have to. And then the last one they put on there is Rebecca Black, zero nominations.
Huh. 1987 is when that came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
guessing Appetite? That would be the 1987 Grammys? Or would it be the
1988? Might be the 88 Grammys. Let me see.
I mean, we just had them in February, right? So it could be 88.
Let me see here. I also wish I could find... I saw a list of like these artists that you've never heard of. And I mean, a lot of them I hadn't genuinely ever heard of.
Record of the year in 1988 was No Jacket Required, Phil Collins.
Okay. I wonder what was on that.
Did they have like a
big?
Best rock album at that?
I'm looking.
They must have, right?
Country, folk, gospel, jazz, Latin.
So I'm looking at the worst Grammy winners, but this just seems like artists that people that are polarizing. Chainsmokers are on there.
Yeah.
Best rock vocal performance, Tina Turner, Don Henley, The Dire Straits, and Jeff Beck.
So they weren't doing like...
They must not have done like
hair,
best
thrash,
rock
metal kind of thing.
Or just a rock in general.
Yeah, I mean, if she's a rock, Tina Turner won.
Right. And that's rock... Did you say rock vocals?
Just said rock.
They've got Skrillex is one that shouldn't have won. Fergie is on the list. Cool.
Record of the year was We Are the World, USA for Africa.
Oh, there you go. Billy Joel was a part of that, right?
But
so, suck it.
The other albums that were nominated for Record of the Year were Born in the USA, The Power of Love, The Boys of Summer, and Money for Nothing.
Yeah, it's crazy to go back and look at some of that stuff and just see what won and what lost. It's like, I know the famous one with the Oscars is Goodfellas losing to Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of those when you go back and look. Mm-hmm. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis won Grammys.
Yeah, I think they beat out Kendrick Lamar.
What?
Yeah, I think there's a famous text that Macklemore put out where he texted Kendrick and said it should have been you. And
it says they won Best New Artist, they won Best Rap Performance for Thrift Shop, and Best Rap Album. Oh
yeah,
my God!
He beat Kendrick for
they
album.
They won
of the year.
Best Rap Album.
Yeah. And then he sent out he tweeted the text he sent to Kendrick.
Really?
I was like, hey, it should have been you. I'm sorry.
That's insane. Train. Why can't Train win Grammys? Why are they on the list?
Because it's Train.
Hey, plenty of adults. Moms and me's like a Train song now and then. I think they write a good, you know, whatever that genre is called, mom rock song. I think they're
feels
very
like
good
it
at
should,
it.
Feels like it should win.
Yeah, Gaudier. Hey, look, you can make fun of Gaudier for being one hit wonder or whatever, but the song was massive, and I will stand by this opinion that the album was good. It wasn't just that song. I thought it was a good album.
You did.
The song itself, if you're saying the album was no good and I'm being ridiculous, at least admit that the song was really good, and it was a smash hit for a reason.
Who says it wasn't?
Well, because he's on the list of people who shouldn't have won Grammys. Worst artist to win Grammys. There's a reason he won. It doesn't say, like, you know, best future artist. It's not like, you know, then maybe that would look bad. Imagine Dragons, you know, they're just polarizing. People either love them or hate them. Mumford & Sons is on the list. Again, that's just polarizing.
Lazo was there when they won that.
That's right. That's the one you're at. There's a picture of him.
With him.
That means Lazo was looking at that
live, sitting with them.
Yeah, he could probably smell their cologne. Kings of Leon, why are they on? Just because people are like, oh, they're not cool anymore after Sex on Fire. Or that's weird that people would vote them on worst artists. The Dixie Chicks, who are now the Chicks, I think.
That's right.
Lord. What's wrong with Lord? There's got to be worse artists than this. That was their list of people. That's just artists that you don't like personally.
Yeah, they're just polarizing.
I know there are lists out there of Grammy winners that you've never heard of. That's the list I was looking for, but sorry, couldn't find it. So there you go. Harry Styles, Lazo. He's the man.
Yep.
If he can't do it, no one can. And Beyonce, she has more Grammys
queen.
Now than anyone. She's
queen
the queen. Bee. She's the queen.
The Church of Lazo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.